بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. If God wishes to grant forgiveness to someone, this means healing the wound he inflicted on his own soul through sinning. So these true believers are those whose spiritual wounds God will heal, forgiveness in a noble provision. They shall have a provision without any abasement or humiliation, without any difficulty or grief. This is the kind of provision God will grant them. Whenever a faithful society comes into being, I am not talking about an individual, so do not say, "Thank God we have a morsel of bread to eat, so we are okay, we have no grief." Because when you really examine such a person's behavior, you see it is all misfortune and mistreatment of others. They do degrading work and they don't even see that what they do is degrading, or that this morsel of bread they have is a morsel of humiliation. I'm talking about a society. When a society's morsel of bread is clean, when it is noble, when it is earned with dignity, this is when its provision is noble and distinguished. And this happens when a society is truly faithful and displays the qualities I am describing. If this was the case, all of the slogans that political parties in the world today are loudly proclaiming from every quarter to every people, whether truly or falsely, in order to win votes, all of these slogans and promises could be achieved in a truly faithful society. Peace, freedom, prosperity, and ease, achieved without war, without bloodshed, through fraternity, through friendship, a high level of culture, a high level of prosperity, and a high level of living, all of these slogans and mottos, some of which are meaningful, others of which are meaningless, all of them would be actually achieved in a faithful society and a noble provision.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for those who possess intellect. Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, and say, "Our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Immaculate are you. Save us from the punishment of the fire." Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verses 190 and 191. Today we will look at a few more verses on the topic of faith. There are a few points we must consider. Firstly, faith is one of the foremost qualities of God's prophets and the true believers who follow them. They have faith in their own message. This is the difference between divine leaders and the political leaders of today's world.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.